Stephen continues his discussion of mission statements by describing the process of involving each family member in the development of his family's mission statement.
We would meet together as a family once a week, and we would discuss different things, different values, have different fun activities. We began gradually to talk about the deeper issues and questions. What about our family? Essentially, I was asking, how do we create a beautiful family culture? What kind of a family do we want? Really, let's think about it. What kind of a home would you like to invite your friends to? What is embarrassing to you? What makes you feel comfortable here? What makes you want to come home? What makes you feel drawn to us as your parents, so that you're open to our influence and us to your influence? Let's discuss this thing. Oftentimes we would talk about it at dinner or just ponder it privately and personally, but then we would again come back to these family meetings to discuss the formation of a mission statement. I don't even remember now at the time whether we were thinking so much of a personal written one, but I know that it drove it. And out of that experience, I developed my own personal one, which was really a kind of brief summary of other ones that I had put together over a period of time, till finally the personal one was reduced to 5 words, each word so pregnant with meaning and symbolism that it communicates 1,000 things to me. It's very private, so I don't share it.